From the Iranians, a firm and unequivocal response to the fighting between Saudi forces and Houthi rebels in the north of Yemen. Stay out of Yemen's internal affairs.
We warn the regional state, namely the neighboring ones, of intervening in Yemen's domestic affairs. Let stability and calm be restored there, simply because the stability of Yemen means the stability of the region. Instability will cast heavy shadows on the entire region.
But a defiant Saudi Arabia says its military campaign will continue until the Shia Houthi fighters withdraw to a buffer zone 10 kilometers deep into Yemen.
I'd like to reassure you that this unfortunate incident has been throttled. There were some armed infiltrators who entered the Saudi soil. They were confronted and finally dealt with.
The Iranians have been accused of providing support for the Houthis and using them in a proxy war against Yemen's Sunni Muslim majority, a charge Tehran denies. This is the first major military campaign by Saudi forces on its southern border with Yemen. Thousands of soldiers have been mobilized along with Saudi Air Force, and the mountainous area has been declared a closed military zone. The outbreak of hostilities centered on Dukhan Mountain claimed by both sides, with the Saudis maintaining its their territory under a 2000 border agreement with Yemen. And the Houthis have accused the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia of providing the Yemen government with weapons and other material support. In this Houthi video, they show off ammunition boxes with alleged Saudi markings.
In the current war, the Saudi cooperation with the Yemeni regime took a new dangerous direction. It exceeded material support through money and arms and political and media support to taking part in military aggression through airstrikes by Saudi warplanes on border areas.
The religious makeup of Yemen is complex. Though the majority is Sunni Muslim, the Shia minority holds considerable influence, particularly the Zaydis, of whom the country's president Ali Abdullah Saleh is one. Saudi Arabia wields huge influence in the country. The Saudi fear is a growing instability in the Sadr province may allow radical groups like Al-Qaeda launch attacks from the border. Muhammad Abdul Malik Al-Mutawakkil comes from a Hashemite family, the descendants of Prophet Muhammad. He believes the Houthi Shia ideology is being used by Yemen to cause unease among neighboring Gulf countries.
It is not in the interests of Saudi Arabia to have the Salafists control Sa'ada, because that will make it a base for Al-Qaeda. A strong Zaydi community in the north is a national security asset for the kingdom.
The oil-rich kingdom is also home to about 2 million Yemenis. The money they transfer back home is a huge source of income for the country, one of the world's poorest nations. With the Iranian warning and the Saudi defiance, people here fear this could be a prelude to a bigger conflict where regional powers Saudi Arabia and Iran will be embroiled in a confrontation for strategic gains in Yemen. Hashim Al-Barra, Al Jazeera, Sana'a.